And on this week's Ask the Expert program, I'm talking to retired athlete Gemma Porter. Gemma now runs her own recruitment business, helping other retired sportspeople to find new careers. Gemma, welcome.
Thanks.
Could I ask, first of all, why you retired from athletics?
I'd been moderately successful in my athletics career and had been lucky enough not to pick up too many injuries. I'd achieved several medals for coming second and third in world events and felt I had the ability to keep on going and possibly even set a world record in my event. But the truth was, I was fed up with living out of a suitcase. I was lucky I'd been all over the world for my job, but I'd had enough.
Fair enough. And was it easy to adjust to life after retirement?
Initially, no. I missed the support of the other athletes, and when I thought of them all setting off to the next competition without me, I felt left behind. It was lovely to take a few weeks off and have a break from training, though. And after I'd had a rest, I started applying for paid jobs. I originally thought about taking a year off, but I needed something to do to distract me from thinking about the good things about being an athlete.
So was it easy with your background to find a job?
Not at all. I sent in loads of applications and didn't even get an interview. Some of the vacant jobs were simple office work that I could have done with my eyes closed, but my CV let me down. You see, I left school at 16 before taking my final exams so that I could compete in the national championships. When employers looked at my CV, there was no evidence that I was capable of doing the job they were advertising. Of course, I felt that my training routine as an athlete would show I could be committed to a job, so that was all very frustrating.
But eventually someone took you on, and then 5 years later, you set up your own recruitment company to help retired sportspeople. What made you want to do that?
There were only a handful of other agencies providing this service, but I was convinced that my background in sport put me in a unique position to be able to help others after leaving the sporting world. My family told me to go for it, and my best friend even helped me with various practical things, like setting up my website.
And was the business an immediate success?
Not in the very early days, but very few businesses take off straight away. But I didn't give up because I was confident that I would succeed. I always had a reputation for being a strong person when I was an athlete. What kept me going most of all was the knowledge that my business would meet a real need. I wish I'd had that sort of guidance when I first gave up being a sportswoman.
And can I ask, do you think it's easy for retired sportspeople to adapt to life in a company?
In general, the move from sport to business is a natural fit, but not everyone finds it easy to start with. Sportspeople are committed and determined and have bags of energy, and they can get a bit cross with others who don't have the same values as them, especially when it comes to rules in the workplace. Disagreements can happen if their workmates feel they're being criticised.
Very interesting.
Yes, but that doesn't happen in every case. And I'd even go as far as to say that in the future, companies will recruit more people who've retired from sport because they possess the desire to set and achieve their aims, just like businesses. That's an important quality in today's rapidly changing world, and one of the ways for companies to ensure they stay in business.
Well, thanks for coming on our show.